Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is a missionary, itinerant preacher, and lecturer, and today he's coming to us from North Carolina, where he's working with migrant workers. The title of his preaching is Mary's Resounding Yes.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. How does it happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on this lowly servant. From this day on, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is God's name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation, and has shown the strength of his arm, and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich have been sent away empty. God has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our forebears, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her for about 3 months and then returned to her home. Mary was just sort of moving through her daily routine, doing the kind of daily chores that we all do, when suddenly the angel Gabriel showed up unexpectedly. Mary was probably humming one of her favorite melodies as she moved from chore to chore. Who knows? She could have been reading a text from the Torah or cooking some chicken soup for a sick neighbor. For all we know, Mary might have been playing kickball with the neighborhood kids. The truth is, we don't know exactly what Mary was doing that day. What we do know is that Mary was wide awake, awake in the spiritual sense, awake to the present moment, to the gentle breeze of the Spirit blowing in the wind. My guess is that Mary sensed deep down that something was happening, and she knew it was big. She sensed that God was calling her to set off on an important mission, and set off she did. When she saw her kinswoman Elizabeth off in the distance, Mary knew that this wasn't going to just be another ordinary day. The gentle breeze ruffling the trees and the leaves in the trees was no ordinary breeze. Felt more like the breath of the Spirit. And given the pace of Elizabeth's steps, Mary knew that Elizabeth wasn't just coming over for a cup of tea. No, she was on a gospel mission and nothing was going to get in her way. Annunciation and Assumption are not two separate stories. It's about God's coming near to us and surprising us with the gift of grace. New paths open up and suddenly heaven and earth seem to flow into each other. The book of Revelation tells us that the temple in heaven was opened, revealing a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet. God draws near to us to visit us, and suddenly something like a stairway to heaven opens up, reminding us that we are never far from God's love. The present moment is here and now. It's the moment for a real-time encounter with God. Being present, we requires that we be awake and attentive, open to surprises and receptive to the quiet whisper of the voice of God that flows gratuitously from the heart of God. Unfortunately, if we never stop long enough to just chill and be still, how are we ever going to listen to the world's joys and sorrows? How will we ever turn alienation into communion and friendship? Mary's Assumption is more than just a journey into the heart of God. It's a journey of communion and healing, a journey of hope and light. And like Mary, the great woman of faith, we too are invited to set off in order to encounter this God face to face. Mary, the mother of the Word made flesh, is embraced and anointed by God right here on earth. Every human being is invited into this great cosmic embrace. Light and love fill in the gap, allowing the entire universe to become one body, one spirit in Christ. Once we've received the healing power of the bread of life, broken and shared, and once we experience the great cosmic embrace that Mary experienced, we have no other response than to put on our running shoes and set off in haste, like Mary, to reach out and embrace neighbor and stranger alike. Elizabeth and Mary were wide awake that grace-filled day. And as we know, being awake is the first step in preparing ourselves to hear the voice of God. The Spirit is constantly nudging us to wake up spiritually with eyes and ears wide open, present here in the here and now. Even when God speaks to us in our sleep, our hearts must be receptive, free from clutter, so that the Word can find its way into the fertile ground of our heart and soul. It's only there, in that deep ground of our being, that we, like Mary, can say, Fiat, speak, Lord. Here I am, ready to set off on this wild journey, ready to do your will. Those probably weren't Mary's exact words, but that's okay, because once Mary realized what was happening, she did what the most natural thing to do. She gave her consent. She said yes, and then immediately set off in haste to share this wild, unexpected, and utterly grace-filled word with the world. She could hardly wait to share the news with her dear kinswoman, Elizabeth. Without a step, Mary, the handmaid, becomes Mary, the evangelizer. To be a bearer of God's word is no small task, as we all know. We don't ask ourselves why God would choose such poor, fragile clay vessels like us to participate in this mission of mercy. That's God's business. Our task is simply to say, Hineni, here I am, Lord, ready to do your will. We know very well that this gospel path is something of a mystery, and sometimes all we can say is, I don't understand it all, Lord, but here I am. Send me. I reckon that Mary and Joseph and Elizabeth and Zechariah knew good and well that this word of life was going to turn their lives and the whole world upside down. And though this mystery is too big for any one human heart, we all must find our way to say, here I am, Lord, send me. I suspect that as soon as Mary gave her consent to God that day, she very likely intuited that this gift would eventually break her heart. And that is precisely what happened. Even so, she did not waver. Her yes was a resounding yes. An example for all of us who have taken the risk of following Christ. ¶¶